Good morning, 7:34 a.m. on January the 17th, 2014. It's cold out this morning. I don't know why I feel so much colder today. 17:08. That's not bad. Considering that I spent the first quarter mile reading my screen and not paying attention to where I was walking and stumbling along. So yeah, apparently I picked up the pace in the second half because I'm freezing. God. It's 22 degrees, so it's not, you know, it's like the same temperature it was yesterday. And there's no wind. So what's up with that? Maybe it's my metabolism is down or something. I'm not generating as much heat, or my fingers are cold, because normally when I start out, I wear gloves. I should wear mittens, but I wear gloves. But what I do is that I get my gloves on and I latch the sleeves of my jacket around the ends of the gloves so there's no cold air getting in. And then I pull my fingers out of the gloves and ball them up in a fist in the palm of the glove, so it's sort of like wearing mittens, and my fingers can warm each other. They're not stuck into gloves and isolated out in the cold. So yesterday was not the best day in terms of productivity, but it was a significant milestone. I finished the markup for Half Share, the galley, and now I need to spend the next week incorporating all those changes. Most of the changes, as I was kind of thumbing through it last night, taking a look at it, and one of the reasons that this book has been so slow is that when Rodden edited this book, they said, she said, Robin said, no contractions in narration. They're okay in dialogue, but not in narration. It's not done. So we went through the book and took out pretty much every contraction we could find that was in a narrative passage. So anytime Ishmael's narrating the story, we took out all of those contractions. And as a result, it reads stupidly stiff, but this was not a battle I was going to fight with her, because we were still fighting over the 20-kilometer-long Lois McKendrick. Something that she never did fix. So anyway, I realized that it's true. There's something pretty much on every stinking page. And what's there is fixing the contractions back the way they're supposed to be. That's one of the problems. That's one of the things that I'm doing. It's one of the things that I should have done in the ebook and didn't catch, because in the ebook process, I was looking basically for typos. I was looking for format. I was looking for how do we lay this out. And I completely missed tons of stuff, like extra dialogue tags that weren't needed, like these contractions that were bastardizations of the original work. There's a bit of a mess. And I'm going to have to go back and do the right thing, which is to go back to the ebook and correct all these errors in the ebook, and then take that ebook file and push it into Sigil and create the EPUBs and the new MOBIs and upload those, and then take that corrected file and massage it for use in Lix to create my PDF so that I can upload it to CreateSpace. But what I'm going to do first thing I'm going to do today, probably, besides get some breakfast and a cup of warm coffee, is create the PDF and upload Full Share so that that book can be on its way. I can slow boat the shipping so it'll be cheap, and I can get two copies of the galley of full share and have those ready for when I'm ready at the end of half share to move on to it. I need to get some more flags. I went through like 7 stacks of flags on half share, the little post-it note flag thingies. I need to go to the office supply store and buy a case of them, I think. So yeah, yesterday was not the most productive day in the world, but a significant milestone. I'll take significant milestones. If I can chip off a significant milestone every day, that's progress. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yeah, good day. Today's Friday. It's a long weekend. I'm not sure how much is going to get done over the weekend. Certainly no recording, but perhaps I can take some time today. Assuming I get some time today, I may not. My wife is sick today, so she may not be going to work. I don't know yet. Daughter went to school. She's not going to be out till late. So I don't have a 3 o'clock call that I usually have to answer. It's been postponed for an hour, so there's an extra hour of uninterrupted time. Ah, my fingers are warming up. I pulled them into my gloves so that they're not sticking out being cold. Having warm hands makes a big difference. It is still cold. My nose is cold. It's running. My breath is sticking to my beard and freezing. But it's full moon. Moon was just going down as the sun was coming up. So that's pretty close to full moon. I don't know. It might be day after. Might be day before. I don't know. It's very close. And it was dark this morning. I was looking at the picture. It's particularly dark this morning compared to like yesterday morning, even though the photos were taken within minutes of each other. And I think the reason is there's no cloud cover to diffuse the light. So the light is all streaming up into the sky and it's not bouncing back down to illuminate the ground. So as a result, the ground looks darker today. It actually looks darker out, even though it's lighter. It's just that the way the photograph is taken, the way the image is captured, it makes it look darker on the ground because it's, for all intents and purposes, backlit in a way that it wasn't yesterday with the cloud cover. So, yeah, it's cold. It feels dark. But I feel good. I'm feeling much better than I was earlier in the week when I was feeling picked on and put upon. This is something that I need to do, and I will get it done, and I will have to balance book production with book writing, just because anything else is suicide. So yeah, that's going to happen. I'm also working, this year I'm working on short stories. I'm working with a couple of people that I met on Google Plus, and we'll be analyzing short stories and sharing what we learn about the analysis, and then trying to write a short story using what we learned. Which should be interesting, because I'm not sure I understand how to analyze a short story. I might fall back on the Dean Wesley Smith method, and that's find a short story that I like, and then type it so that I can see through my own fingers what the author was doing, how the author did it, at least how the author did it as interpreted by the editor who published the book. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know if I'm actually going to do anything with it, but it's an interesting idea. If you are interested in what my month is going to look like, or what my year is going to look like, I've posted some pictures on my Twitter feed. If you go to the podcast website, you'll be able to click on the image, and it should take you to my Flickr feed. If not, flickr.com/nlowell should get you there. And I posted 3 images yesterday, last night really. 11 o'clock last night, I was still up working. Ridiculous. At any rate, there's the day, And I posted that over on NathanLowell.com. So there's a post this morning that is a mid-January status update showing everything that I've done, all the significant milestones that I've reached this month. The first week is kind of sparse, and I feel guilty about that. But it was also the week where we had family and stuff still. Monk pole. Not having my fingers in my gloves, I missed the pole. I had to go back. So anyway, first week was kind of sparse. I did most of the days. No, that's not true. Some of the days I did a podcast. But it's all color-coded, so, like, green circles are walk and podcast, red circles are no walk, and of course no walk means no podcast. Blue circles means, like, the technical difficulty day I had the other day when the file didn't record, or didn't record properly. Blue circle is I made the walk, but the podcast, for some reason or another, failed. The walk is the important part, and I've had quite a few days in a row now of walk, even if we missed a day of talk. I've had a pretty fair number of days where I've done something significant. There's two or three days there where I've incorporating hermit edits. And so that's what I did that day. That's a significant effort. It may not have actually marked the completion of a milestone, but it was a significant effort for the day, so it went onto the calendar. And my goal is to keep that calendar filling up one day at a time, one walk at a time, one milestone at a time, one effort. And we'll see. And besides that, there is on Flickr, I haven't posted it anywhere else yet, but on Flickr, there is a list of my annual, my project, my to-do list. And so if you want to know where I am or what I'm doing or what I plan to do or what I want to do this year, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to do everything on the list. It's just too big. If I count right, there's 8 books on the list to write. There's 2 on the list to read. There's 7 because I want to go back and revisit Ravenwood. I think there is a paperback version of Ravenwood, or there was a paperback version of Ravenwood, but I'm not sure which cover is on the current Create Space and what layout internally is on the current Create Space, and I want those to all be together. So I'm going to go do a few, and then I'll check and make sure that the Zephyrius Call matches Ravenwood and that the Ravenwood layout is the one that I want to use. Now, it seems to me that I got a galley of Ravenwood some time ago, and the back cover was messed up because I had put the back cover blurb in a font that was way too large and it was way too close to the bleed. So the blurb on the back was like an inch tall. The letters were half an inch tall and it filled the entire back cover. And in thumbnail, it looked pretty good, but in person, it looked pretty lame. So I have to go through and make sure that all those little mallards are quacking in the right direction too. But having it lined up, having made the commitment to, okay, well, we've got to get these out, and it will make my wife happy, so, or at least happier. I suspect being sick is still going to make her relatively unhappy, but she's been after me for a long time. It's like, you got to get the paperbacks out, you got to get the paperbacks out. People still read paperbacks. I was like, yes, I know people still read paperbacks. But my fans don't read paperbacks. A few do, but most are happy to have the ebooks because they don't have to store them, blah, 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 blah. And the truth is that the reason that she needs them is that her father, my father-in-law, keeps pestering her for copies of my books. And I sent them some that were I had from Ryden. There was a couple of leftovers here and there. I still have a few quarter shares, I think. I still have some of the limited edition hardcovers. Perhaps I'll do something philanthropic with those. I'll give them away as door prizes, I don't know. But those of you who bought the limited edition hardcovers, signed and numbered, yeah, we never did do 250 like we said we were gonna. So they're even rarer. But yeah, he keeps pestering my wife, so she keeps saying, well, you know, and of course she works in the library, and the library wants paper copies because it's a university library, and they don't do e-distribution yet, although I think they're looking at it. But she wants them to take into the library and put on the library shelves as local author and UNC alumnus and ex-employee. I never was a faculty member at the University of Northern Colorado. I was an adjunct faculty at Morehead State in Kentucky, but never was faculty at UNC, which is actually what saved my job many times, because they kept cutting back on faculty slots, and because I was staff, even though I was a PhD, and because my money came from a grant fund, I was pretty much saved. It was also difficult. It was harder to get my teaching credential at UNC than it was to get it at Morehead, which was really screwy. But, okay, I don't do that anymore. And honestly, you know, I do miss teaching, but I don't miss the admin. There's a certain part of me that doesn't miss a teacher, doesn't miss the students. I don't miss the grading, I guess. I really like teaching people stuff, but I really don't like grading them. It's tedious and it's sort of artificial. It's one of the downsides of being trained in educational technologies. You realize that most of what happens and passes for good educational practice is superstition. It sounds odd to put it that way, but it's literally superstition. We believe it works this way because sometime in the past it worked that way, and that when somebody in the past did it, this other thing happened. And so we assume that the other thing happened because this person did this thing. And so now we're going to do this thing and hope that other thing happened. And the truth is, it's just not, they're only tangentially connected. They're not really causal relationships. They're more, and they're correlations without causation, which sums up most of educational policy in the United States today. Which is staggering, but it's true. If you go and you look at all of the research, if you look at what they're doing, if you look at how they measure, if you look at the rationale for doing things, most of it is superstition, or based on flawed methodology in terms of the studies that they do. I go back to distance education. The research into distance ed said distance education alienates students. And the research was very clear. It did show that distance education alienated students. The problem was that they were measuring... Ooh, slow. In 1832 on the back half. Well, I'm walking. I'm cold, but I'm walking. But yeah, it was because we were building, or they were building, the people who were studying distance education in those days, were building environments that were designed to alienate students, to isolate students. So they were working as planned, they were working as designed, they were working the way they were supposed to. And the teachers who were doing it had no idea that A, that was what they designed, or B, that that's what they were supposed to do, because actually it's not what they're supposed to do. It's just that they didn't realize that that's what they were doing. So it's really, you know, it's really not restricted to courses offered online. It happens in the classroom every day. It happens in classroom practice every day. At any rate, I'm back. I'm home. My 2 miles are done. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.